Huluka from Auburn University, and it's yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'll be speaking about the challenges and opportunities of establishing soil and water testing lab in Haiti. When Ronaldo talked about his some of his findings, he used many different tests, but there are many countries who do not have that facility, and I'm talking about how to enable a country which is only 2 hours away from Miami flying, how to develop this soil testing. And this is a cooperation between USAID, Haiti, and another local agricultural project managing Avance, the cooperation of Open University and USD and Avance is what I will be presenting. My colleagues are Dr. Dennis Shannon, John Mollar, Curtis Jolie, and Sena Kokoye. Two of us are soil scientists, others are agriculture economics and rural sociology. So I told you Haiti is, for those of you are in the U.S., about maybe Maryland or Vermont, not very far between Cuba and Puerto Rico. Oh, even though it is a small country, very close to U.S., the contrast is very much different. Haiti, I think, because the language is one, but many other things. So it is quite different to reach in a different country. The population of Haiti is growing at 1.7% rate, and it is about 10.3 million, and it almost mimics the world population growth if you look the one on your left. The birth rate is about 23.3 per 1,000. It is decreasing compared to, but still higher than U.S., Puerto Rico, which is next to it. For some reason, Haiti is prone to disaster also. When you don't have a lot of things to capture or to even absorb the calamities which are coming to, it comes and hits you. And when you don't have enough money or enough capital to overcome those bad natural or man-made disasters, it becomes very difficult. In 2010, there was a big earthquake which consumed more than 250,000 lives, and about maybe more than 1 million people were left homeless. There is also about a month ago, on October 1st, Hurricane Matthew came over, and as you can see, it flooded Haiti very much. So all of this added, Haiti is still a struggling country, less than 900 GDP. So when this happens, people need food, people need shelter, people need water, people need jobs, people need everything what we need in here. And that's why maybe cooperating with this might contribute positively, so that we will have Haiti, which is maybe a country which is well able to withstand on its own foot. Why water test and soil test for Haiti? It is because of what we all have at our disposal. To do research, you need a soils lab. To test quality of water, you need a water testing lab. All of these facilities, which you may take for granted, are not available in Haiti. And plus, agriculture is a big leader in Haiti. It is a big, because most of the Haitian farmers are dependent on subsistence farming. Haiti imports some of its food. It is not self-sufficient in food. About 66% of its land is arable, even though it is a mountainous country. If you fly over and or even drive through, it is a beautiful country, beautiful people. About 60% of the labor comes from agriculture, unemployment, high unemployment, and as I said before, it is prone to disaster also. So, modern agriculture depends on science. It's not traditional, cannot feed itself. Tradition cannot overcome problems. So, it depends on soil science. It depends on agronomy. It depends on soil fertility. It depends on water quality. All of these are very important, but all of these do need basis. When we say soil science, what do you test? How do you conduct this research? Those are the important things. So if you want to know how to grow plant more efficiently, you have to know what is out there instead of just dumping fertilizer on it. And that's why it is important that we have capability to test the soil for soil fertility. The same for water quality. So optimum production is not a given or a guaranteed unless you know the basics, you know the numbers. So efficient and optimum crop production for sustainability is an integrated system. You need a lot of prayers and a lot of scientific methods also to overcome and produce a good quality food. So that's what we undertook. It took maybe to have a good soil sample. You have to know how to sample it. To have that's why then it involves individuals. People have to know the science of taking correct soil samples, which one to mix, which one not to mix, how many soil cores to take, how deep to take. All of this, even though it is easier said than done, you have to go and teach them. And that's what we did. We cooperated with local universities. This is happens in the northern part of Haiti, near Cape Haitien. This is a new university which was donated by the Dominican Republic after the earthquake. It was established in 2012, and good facility and a lot of energetic people out there. So we went there and taught in class as well as practically also. We took them to the field and took soil samples. In addition to that, we also brought some basic stuff. Those are soil auger, sieves, and GPS units also. My colleague is down there, Dr. Shen, and I have to recognize you down there. He is this guy over there. Raise your hand. Yeah, he is this guy you are looking at. And that was not enough also. After we took soil sample, you have to teach them also how to analyze soils. That is an important part. It is not only enough to take the correct samples, you have to also use the best dependable machines and then try to do your soil analysis. So we tried to use the Monte method, but it became non-reproducible. It was not good reproducibility for phosphorus and some others. Because of that, we ended up with unselective electrodes. Many of you are familiar with this type of testing. And so we selected and purchased some of these electrodes for phosphorus colorimeter. As you can see, they are well-to-do. The dummies can use it. You have to just connect this to Y and then choose what you want to do, calibrate this. And once you get all of this in place, anybody can do it, even maybe I can do it also. So this is what it looks like. Lab Quest 3 looks like this one. You can have all the electrodes and hook them up, and then once you get your prepare your samples, you read them. For phosphorus colorimeter, we also purchased spectro of visible plus, which will give you almost good color determinations. So putting all this together, going through this routine gave some self-confidence to our trainees who are coming from universities, from local NGO offices. So at the end, we are so excited to give certificates, and that happened. And the third man is university president, the one holding a paper, the fourth from your right is dean of the university. The Dean of Agriculture. Haiti has different soils, as you can see here, and we are at Cape Haitien up here. And all of these fulvi soils and ulti soils are the dominant, but the farmers may come from around in here. From other, about maybe 1,000 AMI Halkma did some studies where she took so for the Winner project a lot of samples all over, and as you can see, most of the soils due to parent materials, what have you, have higher pHs. The pHs are maybe more than 7 or 2 neutral, and almost similar to others. So we took also to Auburn University around 120 soil samples and ran through our all the instrumentations we have, ICP, what have you, and then we were able to rate those soils depending using available information from Oklahoma State and NC State, because they use MELC-3. We use in our lab MELC-1, and then we were able to rate phosphorus and potassium. Once you rate it, it is much easier to give recommendations. So we developed a recommendation like this, in which for our survey, which will be the next few slides coming, that will give a farmer, this is what your soil test looks like. If your soil test is low, very low, and others, you may need to apply fertilizer. And we did this one for about 19 different crops, and also, as you can see, rated those soil readings. Then comes, do farmers are willing to pay for the service? And that was the important part where our ag economics and rural sociology people came up with some questions that is important in soil testing, because the economics of soil testing is difficult. These are the questions. Soil tests help us to produce the right amount of fertilizer that will give you profits. You rate it 1 to 5. 1 is strongly disagree, do not know, agree, strongly agree. These are questions you will be asked when you prefer, you have some preference about something, and these are depend on like curse. I don't know very much about what project this method is, but it is a hybrid method where you will answer these questions and then they will be able to test it. These are what you will find. So you okay, this behavior looks like, as you can see, many people agreed with soil, and this is a mixed type of stuff. So I'll go to the conclusion. Farmers express different attitudes towards the soil test benefits, factors affecting their response, education, level, gender, what have you. Experience in agriculture, people who know some about agriculture have different views about it. And however, knowledge and perceptions have no effect and on the willingness to pay. Okay, so we invited also two of lab managers. This is going to be our lab manager in Haiti. This is a lab technician. They came to Auburn, and we set up a greenhouse experiment where they'll be able to go ahead and conduct their experiment for sorghum. And also we took them to the University of Georgia, where they will have other exploration by the invitation, our request, and thanks to Leticia, who helped us organize that. So at the end, we had as you can see, our trainees were more confident, and we are too. And you can see both certificates. And one more, we have ordered equipment to buy, atomic absorptions, UV spectrum, and everything. And these are our future plans. Trainees, we have completed training, purchasing some basic equipment, but we are waiting to conduct installing and starting their new soil testing lab. And this was our objective, but this is what we'll expect. We'll have a working soil testing lab by 2017 and in this beautiful campus. And if you have questions, I'll be more than happy. Stay just there. One question.
Stay there.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Haluka. And